Mecki Gordon. Net Radio, WABC, and the Mecki Gordon Program. Baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be, will be. The future is ours to see. When you hold on to me, I said, hold on. Hold on to my time. I'm never gonna leave you now. Can't you please believe it now? Never gonna let you go, so hold on to me. You got the Mecki Gordon Program on Net Radio WABC at WABC.com. The Mecki Gordon Program is brought to you by the Cuisinart Old Folks Home. Yes, at the Cuisinart Old Folks Home, you can ship Grandma away. Is Grandma becoming a problem?
Nanny, sonny, you gotta help me, you gotta help me.
If you're sick of hearing Grandma complain, you've got to send her to the Cuisinart Old Folks Home. The Cuisinart Old Folks Home knows how to deal with them old folks. They'll put them in a wheelchair. They'll let them watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And these people will leave you alone. Call the Cuisinart Old Folks Home today at 222-222-222-222. That's 222-222-222-222. And no longer will you hear,
"Help, I can't get up."
Yeah, shut up. Net Radio, WABC. It is the Mecki Gordon Program, Net Radio WABC. I'm Mecki Gordon, along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Professor Fatso Puny. And, of course, we got Carol Choking on Chicken on the Engineer. And, at times, Cosmic Louie. And, hopefully, we're going to be hearing from Cosmic Louie answering a few more letters at some point here. If we can get him back in here. He's, I guess, reparking the IROC or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me the deal was.
Emails to netradio WABZ. At AOL.com, we got some more George Carlin coming up.
Alright.
And all this month we've been featuring George Carlin here on the Mecki Gordon Program. Let's see here, we got more strange stuff to pass on to you. Adventures in Bad Parenting. A mom who is a school principal and a dad who is a sheriff's sergeant were charged with making their son sleep outside and dumping dog feces in his knapsack for his failure to do errands.
Man.
That's out of Los Angeles. This is from Pryor, Oklahoma in September. A mom and dad were charged with tying their son down at night with a hog ring on his thing to curb his masturbation habit.
Wow.
London, England. This was reported in September. A former British Army sergeant was charged with repeatedly punching and kneeing his son after the kid, as is his regular pattern, once again beat him at Monopoly.
Man, you beat me at Monopoly!
Hell, Daddy, stop!
Oh, man.
Pretty weird. Police blotter here. Blotter.
Blotter.
Police blotter. Jeffrey Lacobiti. Age 49 was arrested by police in Kensburg, New Jersey on July 5th after he drove up to two women and a 12-year-old girl and apparently illegally wiggled his tongue at them. The deputy police chief said that the wiggling, in his opinion, was harassment that conveyed a threat. Canadian authorities working with New York City police arrested Patrick Critton, age 54, in September, and said that he is the man who skyjacked an Air Canada plane to Cuba in 1971. Patrick has, since his hijacking, been on the run ever since. He was found in Mount Vernon, New York, where he was working as a school teacher. So he got away with it. Now Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon program. Mickey Gordon! An October issue of the Moscow Times profiled this woman, Miss Galine Sitsania, age 40, who is unemployed. She was formerly a firing range instructor. Now, Miss Sitsania, if I'm saying her name right, supports a teenage son.
Yeah.
And feels that her job perspectives are dim. She's a few months too old for the military, but would really like to become a government sniper in Chechnya, which she has heard pays about $60 a day, plus a per-kill commission. She said that she has tried to take the high moral ground in her job search, turning down a very lucrative position as a contract killer for the mob. Net Radio WABC, the Mickey Gordon program. All right, your one-stop litigation superstore. This is kind of strange. Walmart reported that nearly 5,000 lawsuits were filed against it last year at a rate of about one every 2 hours, with jury verdicts coming in at a rate of six a day, making Walmart the second most sued entity in the country after the federal government. This is according to an August USA Today story. Suing the 4,300-store company is so lucrative for lawyers that the American Trial Lawyers Association, ATLA, sponsors a seminar exclusively on Walmart issues. And private attorneys sponsored the Walmart Litigation Project to trade trial techniques and information about the company. Net Radio WABC at WABC.com. I'm Mickey Gordon, Mickey Gordon program, and here is from George Carlin.
It's 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. It's 9 o'clock in Denver. It's 10 o'clock in Chicago.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42. Time for the 11 o'clock report. First of all, the headlines. Welcome Wagon runs over newcomer. Good Humor Man slays 10. Pen Pal stash pal with pen. Pediatrician dies of childhood disease. And Jacques Cousteau drowns in bathtub accident. We'll be back with full details in just a moment after this word from Cooley's Cigarettes.
You know something, Bill? These cigarettes of mine, they taste like crap. Say, Dan. Crappy taste. Why don't you try the cool, refreshing taste of Cooley's? Cooley's, eh? You smoke them? Nope, found them in the subway toilet.
And now back to the news. History's 135th heart transplant operation was performed yesterday in New York City. One unusual note, the heart transplant took place in Central Park at midnight, and the donor's family was not consulted. Dr. Timothy Leary's brother, really Leary, today announced the formation of a new religion, which teaches that when you die, your soul goes to a garage in Buffalo. Police today today arrested Margaret Fultrum, a 45-year-old unregistered nurse. They charged her with accepting collect obscene telephone calls. Famed television announcer Charlie the Tuna was found dead today of mercury poisoning. Sorry, Charlie. Good news from the Far East. No one was killed in Vietnam today. However, three people died of old age at the Paris Peace Talks. And former French President Charles de Gaulle rose from the dead today. Just to show everyone he could really do it. That's it from the news desk for the latest in sports. Here's Biff Barf.
Good evening, sport fans. Biff Barf here in the Biff Barf Sportlight Spotlight, picking them up and barfing them right back at you. I call them the way I see them, and if I don't see them, I make them up. No games today. However, we do have a few late football scores still coming in from the Far West. Guam Prep 45, Marshall Islands 14. Mindanao A&M 27, Molokai 10. Caltech 14.5. MIT, 3-4 power. William & Mary, 6. Nick and Tony, 105. And here's a partial score. Stanford, 29. Well, that's it. That's it from the scoreboard in the world of golf today in the Fats Domino Desert Classic. First round leader Willie Waterhazard had a birdie, 2 eagles, and a duck this afternoon. Meanwhile, the favorite Gary Fairway was way behind, scoring a record 609 strokes on the front nine. He accidentally stepped aboard a bus to Minneapolis.
Mickey Golden, Net Radio WABZ. Listening to the Mickey Gordon program on Net Radio WABZ at WABZ.com.
WABZ.